We'll close today with a few more thoughts from listeners, the subject, what I'm grateful for this year. Writing from Hollywood, Florida, Mark Ferguson. I am thankful for my marriage on November 16th to a beautiful woman named Katina. I'm thankful for family. I've realized the importance of family time, and at the age of 24, I'm glad it's not too late to enjoy it. I'm even thankful for my job that pays the bills. From San Diego, Priscilla Ochoa wrote, "This Thanksgiving, I'm going to start to live my life being grateful for the things I've always had but never truly appreciated, like my dad."
Dear Day-to-Day, my partner Francisco and I are thankful that our 3.5-year-old twins, Marisol and Luther, continue to be healthy and lovable. In these days of international threat from terrorists because we are Americans, and the threat of personal attack from our own countrymen because we are gay, we are filled with gratitude that we have food on our table, a warm home to live in, family and friends all around us, and of course our health. Happy Thanksgiving, and salute. Yours truly, Randy, Francisco, Marisol, and Luther Marinez.
Rachel Gross, a health analyst with the U.S. Army in preventive medicine in the Washington, D.C. area. "I'm thankful that compared to most people in this world, my life is very easy." From Los Angeles, Mary Mills, thankful she lost a job. "Financially, this year has been a disaster. I often left mail unopened. Ignorance is bliss when it comes to bills you can't pay. That said, after turning 40 in June, I realized I didn't feel the need to answer to anyone about anything. For the first time in my life, I felt that I could be myself without apology and without worrying what others, a boss, coworkers, thought. A job will come eventually, but I could not have paid for the time I've had this year to reflect on myself and life."
My name is Susan Zabalski. You asked for us to write in what makes us thankful this year. For me, it is having my wonderful son home from 5 months in Iraq safe and sound when so many mothers will not have that gift. My prayers will continue to be with every man and woman serving their country overseas this year.
My name is Andrea Morin. I have breast cancer and have just completed 7 weeks of radiation therapy. I am thankful for the cancer, for the opportunity to relook at life and see the beauty of it, to really notice the changing patterns of the sky, to feel an awakening of both senses and spirit. Cancer is a gift that isn't asked for, but it has brought me many opportunities to be thankful.
And finally, this from Laurie Easterlin, writing to us after a busy drive home with a 4-year-old, 2 more kids, and a husband and chores, and endless lists of things to get done waiting at home. With her daughter in her arms, she starts away from the car, going indoors, and the girl says, "Look at our house in the moonlight." "I did," Laurie wrote. "I watched through the window as my 18-year-old laughed with her dad and my 14-year-old headed for the kitchen to grab a sandwich. As I watched, I recalled the moment in our wedding when we pulled away from our guests in silence. A friend gave me that wonderful advice, "It's the only 2 minutes you'll remember. Look out and watch everyone laughing and dancing and celebrating you. You'll be thankful for the memory." 20 years later, there is much to be thankful for. From all of us at Day to Day, thank you for writing. Thank you for listening.